Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Dutch-led panel releases its findings. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Dutch officials announced their findings Tuesday, with a partially reconstructed portion of the plane looming in the background. Here is Dutch Safety Board Chairman Jibbe Joustra.
The calculations demonstrate that the missile was launched from a 320 square kilometer area in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Joustra said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. He said the plane broke up immediately while still in the air. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear agreement with a group of other nations. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against, with 13 abstaining. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The findings are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde. They say the vote should be annulled. Militants fired rockets at Russia's embassy in Damascus on Tuesday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov called the attack an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against the Islamic State group. The two rockets struck the embassy compound Tuesday as hundreds of people rallied outside in support of Russia's two-week-old military campaign in Syria. There was no immediate report of casualties. This is VOA News. Amnesty International is accusing Western-backed Kurdish forces of forcibly ejecting mainly Arab and Turkmen populations from villages in northern Syria. Henry Ridgewell reports.
All but one of the houses in the village of Husseinia, northern Syria, has been razed to the ground. Husseinia was under the control of Islamic State militants until earlier this year, but they were forced out by Kurdish forces known as the YPG. Amnesty International claims the YPG, along with their police force known as the Asayish, destroyed the village along with at least six others. Amnesty claims thousands of people, mainly ethnic Arabs and Turkmen, have been forced to flee their homes in a campaign of collective punishment. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Jerusalem has suffered its deadliest day since the current wave of Palestinian violence began. Two Israelis were killed when a Palestinian with a gun and another with two knives attacked passengers on a Jerusalem bus. Elsewhere in Jerusalem, a man crashed a car into people at a bus stop, then got out of the vehicle and began stabbing pedestrians. One person was killed, several injured. The attacker was also shot. A third attack took place in Ra'anah, just north of Tel Aviv, where authorities say an assailant stabbed a civilian at a bus stop before being subdued by others and detained by police. More than a dozen Israelis were wounded in the three attacks. After watching Republican candidates spar in two rounds of debates, Democrats are hoping to become the next president of the United States, get a turn Tuesday as they take the stage in Las Vegas for their first debate of the 2016 election campaign. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be at the center of attention. Recent polls put her in the lead with about 40% support, while her chief challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, comes in at about 25%. Also running is former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee. The United States military says it has conducted a major air and ground operation with Afghan forces in southern Afghanistan, killing numerous al-Qaeda militants. The military says the operation was launched on October 7th in Kandahar province and was concluded Sunday. Abortion provider Planned Parenthood, bowing to protests from anti-abortion activists, said Tuesday it will no longer accept payments from companies that use aborted fetal tissue for scientific research. An anti-abortion group called the Center for Medical Progress released secretly videoed conversations with Planned Parenthood staffers as they casually discussed gruesome fetal tissue extractions. Anti-abortion groups accuse Planned Parenthood of selling baby parts for profit. The organization denies the accusations. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.